because of the policy that has been put up down to assist privatization, and also they are able to be competitive in that they have leaner staff and also they have the support of the state.
What is the difference between private enterprises and private owned companies?
Private enterprises are purely owned by individuals individuals, either as individuals or also incorporated companies. But public enterprises are owned mainly, the biggest stakeholder is the government, which most of the time owns more than 51% of the shares in that company. They are also, the management is controlled by the state.
Currently, we have seen most of the employers coming in with the new trends of employment, like outsourcing, contract employment, and casualization. How would you view this as an economist?
This is really a tragedy because Kenya is a surplus, a labor surplus economy, and any action that leads to more laying off of people, casualizing employment, is a tragedy to the social protection of workers, and it may lead to a lot of industrial unrest.
The government is talking about creating employment and eradication of poverty. Yet we have seen that through casualization, outsourcing, and privatization, most of the employees lose their employment. What is your observation about this?
Yeah, the government promised to create employment to the tune of 500,000 jobs per year. But this has not materialized because of this process of privatization. And I think the government apparently has not directly created jobs, but to some extent they have created an enabling environment to create jobs. We have a problem with the privatization because most of the people living in privatized companies, they end up in the informal sector. And the informal sector, we have a problem of decent work. The jobs that are available are not decent jobs. So most of the workers are now being condemned to go to the informal sector where workers are not protected and they don't have social protection.
Has the government come up with any framework or code on the employment of people in the informal sector?
Well, the government, as I said earlier, claims to be providing an enabling environment for the people in the informal sector, but it has not really created that impact because the working conditions in the informal sector are still very precarious, and there are not jobs you would think are decent jobs. They are just petty trades which workers or people engage in for survival. So we have to have a better policy that will be able to create more decent jobs than what we are seeing now.
We understand that not so much has been done in the private and in the informal sector in terms of recruitment or organization, especially from the labor side. What could be the challenges that is facing them that this sector has not been fully organized?
The problem with the informal sector is the structure, the way we have the employment. We have people who are employed, who are relatives, we have people who are employed who are not getting salaries. And it's very difficult within the informal sector to recruit because unions, most big unions, survive on big employers who are easily organized with one employer. And the nature of employment in the informal sector is also informal.